Dave Moore
on Today FM.
You look like David Lynch.
Mm-hmm. I look like David Lynch.
You do a bit. You know, the famous director.
Oh, yes. You look a bit like David Lynch.
That's the first time I've heard that, but I will take that. Thank you very much. Congratulations on the Thursday Murder Club. This film filled me with so much joy. I loved it.
Great. That's great to hear. We're just getting the responses now for the first time. So we love to hear that.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, Helen, it's a story, I suppose, about a group, a wonderful group of people who are very life-loving, but realistically, we're in a retirement home. These people, chronologically speaking, are closer to their end than anywhere else. And they're obsessed with murder and death.
Yes, true. Well, no, I think what they're obsessed with is using their brains. So they've used their brains their whole lives. They've got really good brains, all of them. They're very accomplished people, high achieving people, all of them. And you know, that doesn't stop miraculously overnight when you hit a certain age, you know. So, you know, yes, they're happily retired, living in this beautiful community, residential community, but, you know, very keen, you know, they can't stop their brains working.
Oh, that's so lovely.
So they're, that's why they've created this sort of Thursday Murder Club to keep their sharp brains in action.
And Celia Joyce, your character, walks in on these people. There's a wonderful exchange, which we won't share with anyone until they go and see the movie. But it's just that opening scene of you guys having that conversation is so wonderful. But, I mean, Joyce was absolutely a nurse and she's retiring to this area, but then she has this kind of, she's excited to meet new people and find out exciting new things to do.
Well, I think I was trying to imagine being her. I think she'd lost her husband quite recently. And then a big, big change, you know, leaving her house, coming into the new place. It's kind of weird. And it's a big difference in her life. And then, of course, her daughter doesn't approve and wants her to move out. So it's quite a lot she's got to swallow and get on with, but very keen to join in the club.
Yes, meanwhile, the distraction of murder and excitement and everything.
Exactly.
Helen, you're so connected with Ireland. Pierce Brosnan, of course, in this movie and in Mobland, Cara Dutton in 1923, living with Liam Neeson all those years ago. At what point can we claim you as one of our own? Because we'd really like to do that.
Oh, I would love that. I would be so profoundly honoured to be a small member of the Thursday Murder Club, but also the Irish Club. Well, that would be fantastic.
We'll
also
roll it out.
Pal, incidentally, and also Some Mother's Son. So, yes. And also Excalibur. My first film that with John Borman was shot in Ireland. So I've had a lot of experience shooting in Ireland. I love shooting in Ireland, but also playing Irish characters. And thank you, Ireland, for allowing me to do that.
Oh. We will let you anytime you do it exceptionally well. And Celia, Steven Spielberg's producing this. Did he come to set at all?
Once.
Oh, yes.
In a helicopter.
In a helicopter, yes.
Oh, yes. He landed amongst us in a helicopter. It was like, God, it's a beautiful sunny day. And out of the heavens came this helicopter and landed and we all bowed down.
Yes.
But he was very cool. Very nice, very friendly.
That's great. I presume you'll both be taking up lightsabers then for the next Star Wars installment, obviously after this.
Yeah.
Guys, congratulations on the Thursday Murder Club. It's a wonderful adaptation of a wonderful book. You've done a brilliant job. Thank you so much. And thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you.
Yes, it's nice to be back with you.
And Tom, I must admit that I'm a huge fan of yours. I brought my wife to a taping of Miranda in the BBC years ago. So I've been in the same room as you.
No way. What was the episode? Do you remember?
It was the episode where Miranda fell into the grave. Of course it was. Listen, gents, congratulations on the Thursday Murder Club. This is such a joyous piece of cinema. Well done.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's a collaboration, that's for sure, starting with, of course, the great Mr. Richard Osmond, who penned these books, which are now beloved and will be passed on from generation to generation. And then it was Mr. Steven Spielberg who fell in love with
it,
and Chris Columbus who cast us all. I mean, Chris said he picked each one of us.
Really?
He got each one of us, yes.
Fantastic when that happens. Yeah. And I spoke to Dame Helen and Celia, and they told me that Spielberg did arrive in a helicopter.
He did. Yes, we were doing the sequence where my character Ron Ritchie is leading the protest and getting all the gathering of the retirement home to protest the land being destroyed.
Yeah.
The developers. And it was a beautiful summer's day, and out of the heavens landed Mr. Steven Spielberg and Richard Osment, and I had my photograph taken with him, but Tom didn't.
Oh, Tom, you missed out.
I got left on the sidelines with David Tennant, but yeah. It's fine. I'm not bitter about it.
That's fine, absolutely. Pierce, is it true you improvised the word plonker into this movie?
It is true, yes. Yeah, I don't know where it came from. Well, I knew where it came from because it's a kind of old-fashioned word, really, but now it's gone viral.
Yeah. And Chris Columbus, presumably, has an...
favourite word, isn't it?
It seems to be his new favourite word, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Pierce, you've worked with Chris a few times. Obviously, Mrs. Doubtfire, we know that much. But with Chris and Steven Spielberg, we still managed to get ourselves a very British film, didn't we?
Did. Well, I mean, Chris is so versed in the world of cinema here in England, and he has such a passion and a love for everything that is British. And, of course, you know, he's a dab hand at adaptations. And he is the most joyful man to work with, really is, and supports each and every one of us every day. And he's a great man to entertain and make laugh. He knows how to tell a story with the camera and where to put the camera. And as an actor, you know how to fit into that kind of proscenium arch of film.
Yeah,
fantastic. Well, listen, gentlemen, I have to wrap over there, but thank you so much for Thursday Murder Club. It is brilliant. Father-son duo, excellent on screen. I really hope everybody watches it. They're going to really enjoy it. Thanks a million for taking the time today to talk to me.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Last one.
Dave Moore on Today FM.